Welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast for Wednesday evening, February 11th, 2026. Real stories, AI voices, full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor, newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it.
Scandium Canada provides update on Scandium Plus activities and development of its AL-SCAL alloys. Scandium Canada Limited provides an update on its Scandium Plus division's efforts to advance the industrial adoption of its aluminum scandium alloys. Prototyping of welding wires is underway, with trials expected to be completed by March 2026. The company is collaborating with various organizations to expand outreach to key market segments, including aerospace and automotive industries. Scandium Canada's proprietary alloys are protected by international patents, positioning the company for global commercial applications.
Essent Solar Technologies CEO shares why lightweight and flexible solar solutions are exactly what space needs. Essent Solar Technologies CEO Paul Worley explains on Benzinga All Access why the company's lightweight and flexible solar solutions are ideal for space applications. With over 15 years of experience, Essent Solar can customize solar arrays to fit specific customer needs, making it easier and more cost-effective to deploy in space. Fitzroy Minerals starts Helleborn Mobile MT Geophysical Survey at Caballos Copper Project, Chile. Fitzroy Minerals Inc. has initiated a mobile magnetol telluric survey at the Caballos Copper Project in Chile. The 750-line-kilometer Helleborn survey, conducted by Expert Geophysics Surveys, Inc., aims to identify subsurface structures and lithologies. Results are expected in March 2026 and may help locate mineralized breccias. The survey utilizes advanced geophysical technology to map the project area and potential mineralized porphyry rocks.
Commercial design build in Vancouver, how integrated project delivery reduces business risk. Commercial design build in Vancouver, integrated project delivery reduces business risk. JPD Contracting offers a streamlined approach, combining design and construction into one process. This reduces delays, misalignment, and unexpected costs for businesses investing in Vancouver. By aligning responsibilities from the start, decision-making is simplified, leading to a more predictable project journey and fewer disruptions for growth-focused organizations.
Why facility managers, franchises, and commercial realtors choose Aerial Construction for design-build services? Aerial Construction, a commercial design-build firm, expands its services to South Florida, Dallas, and Orlando, offering facility managers, franchise leaders, and commercial realtors a one-stop partner for high-stakes build-outs and renovations. With a focus on design-build services for gyms, retail spaces, offices, and more, Aerial Construction provides pricing guarantees and a customer-first approach. Trusted by high-value brands like Cartier and TMPL Gym, Aerial Construction delivers quality projects across multiple industries.
Security gates in North Vancouver. Doors and perimeter fencing for streamlined access control. Security gates in North Vancouver are essential for streamlined access control. Integrated perimeter systems combining security doors, chain link fences, and access control tech provide consistent protection and smoother operations. Planning for doors and fences to work together ensures predictable access and fewer emergency callouts. Coherent security means predictability and safety for all visitors.
American Pipelining Solutions highlights growing contractor demand for trenchless pipe rehabilitation. American Pipelining Solutions highlights the growing demand for trenchless pipe rehabilitation among contractors in various sectors. The shift towards methods that minimize surface disruption while addressing aging infrastructure challenges reflects a changing landscape where traditional excavation approaches face constraints. PCIP pipelining, in particular, has gained traction for its ability to restore deteriorating pipelines without extensive surface excavation, making it a valuable solution in urban environments and high-traffic areas. PNE Group receives permits for two new wind farms in Germany in the fourth quarter of 2025. PNE Group has secured permits for two new wind farms in Germany, with a total installed nominal output of 42 megahertz. Once operation, these wind farms will be able to supply around 24,600 three-person households with electricity each year. The permits were obtained in the fourth quarter of 2025 under the German Federal Emission Control Act for the Am Heilborn and Hassendorf wind farms, marking a significant step in PNE's commitment to sustainable energy transition.
Walker Neuson Group publishes preliminary financial year 2025 figures, reporting group revenue of approximately $2,219 million and an EBIT margin of 6.0%. Despite one-off effects in Q4/2025, the EBIT margin without these effects was 6.5%. The company achieved a free cash flow of 202 million euros and maintained a net working capital ratio below the target maximum. Investments amounted to 67 million euros, with a positive outlook for the financial year 2026.
Lixday Biotechnology. Lixday aligns Liora and Lick Height System with LB-100 to push frontier of cancer treatment. Lixday Biotechnology has aligned Lyra Technologies and its Lick Height System with LB-100 to advance cancer treatment. The acquisition of Lyra Technologies, known for pioneering proton therapy systems, includes the Lick Height System, offering advantages over current technologies. This system complements Lixday's LB-100, enhancing chemotherapy and immunotherapy activity. Liora is now a wholly owned subsidiary of Lixday, bringing innovative technology to the forefront of tumor treatment.
Update: Hydromer Inc. announces expansion into high-speed automated coating and UV cure equipment manufacturing. Hydromer Inc. expands into high-speed automated coating and UV cure equipment manufacturing, offering a comprehensive solution for medical device manufacturers. The integrated platform ensures compliance with ISO 13485 and FDA regulations, providing uniform coating application, high-throughput systems, and friction testing equipment. CEO Michael Torti highlights the company's focus on manufacturing consistency and quality to support clients in reducing time to market.
All I Know, thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.